Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Julius House by Charlaine Harris, narrated by Therese Plummer.
Chapter 1. The Julius family vanished 6 years before I married Martin Bartel. They disappeared so abruptly that some people in Lawrenceton phoned the National Enquirer to tell a reporter that the Juliuses had been abducted by aliens. I had been home from college for several years and was working in the Lawrenceton Public Library when, whatever it was, happened to T.C., Hope, and Charity Julius. And I was as full of speculation as anyone else. But as time went by with no trace of the Julius family, I forgot to wonder about them, except for an occasional frisson of creepiness when the name Julius came into a conversation. Then, Martin gave me their house as a wedding present. To say I was surprised to get a house is an understatement. Stunned is more accurate. We did want to buy a house, and we had been looking at fancier homes firmly anchored in the new suburbs of Lawrenceton, an old southern town that itself is actually in the regrettable process of becoming a commuter suburb of Atlanta. Most of the houses we'd been considering were large, with several big rooms suitable for entertainment. Too big for a couple with no children, in my opinion. But Martin had the streak that yearned for the outer signs of financial health. He drove a Mercedes, for example, and he wanted our house to be a house where a Mercedes would look at home. We'd looked at the Julius house because I'd made a point of telling my friend and realtor Eileen Norris to put it on the list. I'd seen it when I was searching.